What's up, listeners? On this week's pod, we've got some galaxy brain takes on reality shows and taking showers as a tribute to the late Alex Trebek. Coin hosts a round of NFL-themed Jeopardy. With the Masters happening this week, we are going to rank the whitest golfer names on the PGA Tour. Oh, yeah. Lastly, week 10, our bets, including hashtag teaser night football and the Gucci Mane dog pick of the week. Let's do it.
Delta Stadium, 12 o'clock. Carol Collins finally says, Buckers up to Piosta, North Benton, South Benton.
Ooh. Welcome back, everybody, to The Rookie Show. This is the sound of one of your loving hosts, Elvis Coin. Joining me, as always, from Chicago, the shooter from the grassy knoll, Travis Knoll. A what up, Knoll?
A what up, Coin? The grassy knoll himself. Not only from the grassy knoll, I am the grassy knoll.
You are the grassy knoll. The what's the guy? I don't even know the guy's name. That's the shooter from the grassy knoll. Did they ever?
Is it Lee Harvey Oswald? No. Is it one of those guys, or is it? It's not a Lincoln or a Kennedy one.
Is it another three name one?
Who did he shoot?
Kennedy.
Was it? Oh, it was Kennedy. Okay.
So that was that Lee Harvey
Lincoln
Oswald?
Got shot in the theater.
That's Lincoln.
I really don't know anything. You're the conspiracy theory guy, but like,
that's very
how
true.
If this guy's just standing on an up on an open hill, and nobody saw him or pointed him out?
No, that's the thing, is that people were like, oh, there was a guy up there. He might have had a gun, or at least he looked shady. Like, if the president was around and there was a shady guy who might have had a gun, you're probably gonna try to catch that one, right?
Right. You should have caught Lee Harvey. That was a bad job by the people around him.
Rough job. RIP in peace, Kennedy.
Poor any awareness. Losers.
Any losers. Good tangent. That's right, everybody. Welcome back to The Rookie Show. Let's get into it with our introductions. Bring us in, TJ.
Who's your mama?
Beers? Bad beats? Battlestar Galaxy Brain.
That's right. Thank you, Tej. It is time, indeed, for Beers, Bad Beats, and Battlestar Galaxy Brain. Knoll.
Yes.
Why don't we start it off right, and you tell me what beer you're drinking this weekend.
All right. Staple Brewery of Chicago, of course, Goose Island Brewery. Mm-hmm. They are doing a rotating IPA series. I don't know if you know that I like IPAs.
I've heard.
Called IPA Now, is I guess just like the name of the rotator, but they put a word in front of it depending on the flavor. And this one, would you believe, is the Hazy IPA Now.
No way!
Yeah. So here it is. It's I actually really like the can. I like the white. I understand that it's, again, the shitty label on top of the can, but we
of
just
course.
Need to move past that at some point. You've got the top two-thirds of it in white with the Goose Island logo. You've got, you could call it a rainbow, but it's kind of a subtle rainbow. It's kind of some,
I go rainbow, yeah, just for sake of argument or whatever.
But it's not bright. It's kind of some subtle tones, you know, like a dark,
like an earthy dark, rainbow,
an earthy
like
rainbow,
an earth
exactly.
Bow.
An earth bow. That's exactly right. Yes, it's an earth bow on the bottom, and it's nice. It's good taste. It's
you
a tall girl as well.
I think you made a good point right there about getting past the labeling thing. What I want to get to is a point where I just accept that it just kind of doesn't feel that great, but it does give us the opportunity to print off like more wild labels.
Right.
So, exactly. That's what it's all about.
And I think the beer companies would probably weigh it. They probably go, you know what? People don't love this type of label, but for the risk reward of, you know, what it costs us to do this versus actually printing on the can, it's worth it to try out new fun things.
I think you're absolutely right, Noel. And I notice, of course, you're drinking a tall girl.
Yeah, I am. It's more bang for your buck. This is my second one, so cheers.
Ooh,
32 ounces
you.
Tonight. I know, right?
Look at you.
What are you drinking, Coin?
I'm also drinking a tall girl and another one with a white label background. Would you believe me if I told you I had the exact same beer?
I would not, no.
Okay, good, because I'm drinking a Rainier.
Hell yeah, baby.
We've already gone into how wonderful this can is. It is just a simple classic. elegant, mm-hmm. regal even. The R actually stands for regal, not even Rainier.
Right.
Just the nice white and gold touches with the red finish is chef's kiss.
It's got your green hat in the background, so it's a really Christmassy feel on the screen right now. Real Christmas.
Yeah, it's basically Christmas season. We got Hallmark movies going up the wazoo in here already.
Oh, really? Interesting. You have decorations going?
No, not yet. I don't allow the decorations for Christmas until we hit Thanksgiving, because I still want to feel very fall-y and not wintry when I'm eating Thanksgiving type
I stand Thanksgiving as my favorite holiday, I think, still, so I'm not trying to have a Christmas vibe during Thanksgiving.
That's what I'm saying.
Like you're cheating on your favorite holiday. Yeah, no, I'm reiterating what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to cheat on my favorite holiday. Let's just wait.
It's Christmas gets its time, and it's kind of like chocolate, the too much of a good thing or whatever. If you condense your Christmas celebration, like, you can really go hard at it. You don't want to wear yourself out on Christmas because you got 55 days until Christmas, and you're like, well, we're on day 30. I'm pretty gassed on this already. Too much. You're doing too much. Do less.
Exactly. Bingo.
What about this weekend, Noel? Do you have any beers this weekend?
I did. I was back home in good old Montana this weekend. Started it off with a nice Friday airport beer, of course. About 3 p.m. Quite nice. It was at a Chili's, so for what that's worth. Saturday, at the request of my father, Billy Noel, we got some margaritas to go from the Mexican restaurant in Big Four called El Topo. And they put them in little Pepsi cups, and it was quite nice, quite nice. And then finished the night off drinking some Deschutes Brewery beer, as well as some Dogfish Head Brewery beer. I sent you a photo with my good friend Ronnie, playing some cards till late in the night. And I won every game, so.
Of course you did. Were you just playing cribbage?
No, there were three of us, Ronnie, Katie, and myself. We were playing 31 was one of the games, as well as Tricks is one of the games we've called it. It's kind of similar to Spades-ish.
I do not know how to play either of those games. They sound wonderful. I love card games.
Yeah, no, I'd be better than you at both. So.
Okay, well, that's fine. Of course, luck-based games, of course you would.
But all in all, great weekend. It dumped snow on us the whole time we were there, and it was 70 degrees back here in Chicago, so that's the only probably downside. But it was nice. It was pretty snow, you know?
Probably a nice change of pace, too. Like, I wouldn't say, is Chicago snow pretty snow? Like, Montana snow is pretty snow.
It's not as pretty when it snows in Chicago as when it snows in Montana.
Right.
Correct. Yeah. What about you? Okay.
I did have some good beers this weekend. On Thursday, we went out, watched Thursday Night Football at a bar.
Nice.
And then Joe and Leah joined us. And I got drunk in a bar for the first time in a very long time, and it felt really damn good. And the bar closed by 10, so we were doing some work.
So has restrictions changed in bars in Portland, or that's just, you've just decided, fuck it, we're going to go to the bar?
Well, it was just like the whatever, there was four of us, and we had a couple more people join us later, and we were just kind of hanging out, drinking together, and then it just turned into more beers than most of us thought, and we were taking some shots, ripping some shouts.
Nice. Like ripping some shouts.
But it was a pretty cool place. So it's the place is called Maui's, and it's about as divey as a dive bar gets, which I love. And they recognize that their food sucks, so they let you bring in food from wherever you want to. So I went and got some really good barbecue from just down the street. And then, it was phenomenal.
Sounds like a great night.
It was a great night. Also, another situational beer. Beers with her dad. I met Nikki's dad this last weekend, and I had some beers with him. It's probably a good bonding point.
I think it's a volatile beer. It may not be a great beer, depending on who she or the dad, their personalities, and how they receive you.
That's a good point. But it has the potential to be
very high up there. We should probably address this now. It was tweeted at us, I think, by listener Travis Knoll. Where would we rank a Saturday morning college football tailgate beer?
That's a tough one. That's a good beer. It's tough for us, especially because we didn't really get the college football tailgating experience. But when we did go to tailgates, I feel like I was taking full advantage of it.
We probably went to half a dozen college football tailgates during our college years, would you say?
Yeah, probably.
And it just so happens that the rookie show photo is at a college tailgate.
Yeah, we are on top of the drinking, cat band at the MSU. Yeah.
We are drinking those situational beers in our photo. So, it's got to rank.
Would you put them in your top five? Probably, right?
You know what's interesting? I think the colder it is outside, the higher it ranks.
Oddly enough, I kind of agree. It sucks. Obviously, like my tootsies and my fingers getting cold is not great. But standing next to a heater and drinking a beer feels pretty goddamn good.
Is it the only situation in the world where, because generally, the hotter it is, the better a cold beer tastes. But mm-hmm. I think for football tailgates, colder it is, the better. I don't want to be at a hot-ass tailgate. I want to feel the winter tailgates. You know, it's, you know, November, December. It's an important game. It's where it's at.
I agree with you. Yeah, and it's okay. one of the few times you're really wanting like a really cold outside beer. The other one I could think of would be like beers in your jacket on a ski lift beer.
Right, exactly.
Those are really good cold beers too.
But at the same time, I think you'd prefer it to be like 38 degrees. Whereas at a tailgate, I want it to be minus 20 and give me that.
Oh my God, that's so cold. minus 20, and then you go to the tailgate, drink your beers, and then do not go to the game because it's cold as fuck in there and you cannot drink anymore.
Correct, correct. You wait in the bathroom next to the hand dryers.
I have done this.
Okay, any other beers for you? Or is that?
No, that's all my beers. What about Bad Beats, Noel?
Bad Beats. I'm going to give my bad beat out to my friend, former quarterback of the DC TBD, Kyle Allen, whose foot was pointing the wrong way at one point on Sunday.
Oh, no, buddy.
Which is quite unfortunate. And not only that, Alex Smith had to watch that happen and then come into the game. Like, could you think of a more traumatic situation for the guy? He's like,
what if Kyle Allen has the exact same injury as Alex Smith had last year? And he's like, you know, I'm not going in there. I'm not going in.
Granted, Alex went in and played pretty damn well. He had two really bad picks that pretty much lost him the game. But aside from that, he was actually really good. My bad beat on top of that is what we've discussed at length, which is that Daniel Jones is 4-0 against the Washington professional football team. And he is 1-17 against all other teams in the league. For reference, his only other win was in the first start of his entire career against the Jameis Winston-led Bucks. Close. Bucks. Different in a Northern Florida team.
Right.
So since September 22nd of 2019, Daniel Jones has only beat the Washington team and no one else. Four times. Four times. That's really bad. I'm giving that beat bad beat to myself.
That's just not great, man. That's tough as a fan of sports to just have that happen to you.
To have a guy who's really bad just have your number.
Yeah.
What about you, Coin? Bad beats.
Dude, I gotta be honest, I don't really have a bad beat from this last week and last
week. All right, good for you. Great.
As I told you the other day, I guess I'll address it just now. For the first time this year, I went 3-0. The Falcons won. Both of my fantasy teams won, and I won money gambling. It was phenomenal. Thank you. Thank you. Hold your applauses. No, actually, keep them going. It feels so great. Proud. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm really proud of you, Coin. I know that my week's coming this week. I can feel it. I can taste it. I'm going to ride your coattails to this win.
Please do.
No, you know what? You don't need to have a bad beat. That's fine. And by the way, listeners, I understand that the definition of bad beat as it pertains to gambling, it's not always what we do here, okay? Just realize we have loose criteria. It just means...
Something this is basically the loose criteria pod. Right. We should rename it.
I agree.
All right. That's our bad beats then. What about our Battlestar Galaxy brains? Noel, how do you feel about yours? Do you want me to go first? You want to go first? What do you got?
No, mine's like a 2.5 star out of 5 star. So let me go.
Oh, out of 5. Okay, I thought you were going out of 10. I was like,
you don't rank things out of 10 stars. Come on.
I didn't know you were going to say stars at first. You said 2.5, and then you pause stars.
Okay, like, okay, gotcha. Okay, gotcha. 2.5 stars. So it's a
2.5
5.
Pause a... stars out of 5. All right. Yeah. Okay.
Battlestar Galaxy Brain is in relation to The Bachelorette, which is happening as
good show.
Normal take. The process that the people on The Bachelorette go through on the show, it's just the best way to have a reality show and also have someone determine, you know, who they want to be their husband. I mean, they just mingle and they play games and they get to know each other and they pick the best person. So just the way they do it, it's the best way to do it. That would be the normal take.
Okay.
However, the next level take is the whole process is such a sham and such bullshit, and it never works out anyway. So you might as well make it a legitimate competition. None of this, like, you know, how do I feel? Who do I want to be with bullshit? How about we just turn basically like Survivor or The Amazing Race or a legitimate competition show, and instead of the winner getting money, they get the Bachelorette.
I like this. Really objectify her. Just make her a prize.
Yeah, wait till you get to the Galaxy Brain take.
Okay, good.
The thought is, you know what? It's a competition anyway, and so, you know. Listen, this goes both ways. This can go for The Bachelor, okay? You can have the guy be the prize as well. We're not just objectifying women. We're objectifying all people. All genders. The whole spectrum.
Right.
Okay. Galaxy Brain take. Since we're already here at the competition, TBT, the basketball tournament. You've heard of it.
I have heard.
5-on-5, winning team gets $1 million. However, it's an add-on to TBT. The top 8 scorers on the winning team split up into 2 4-man teams.
Okay.
They play 4-on-4. The winning team then splits in half again. They play 2-on-2. Then the winning team of the 2-on-2 games splits in half, and they each get to go on 2 dates with the Bachelorette, including the fantasy suite, and she decides which of the 2 she likes best. Then that player gets to start with the ball and a 2-point lead, and they play 1-on-1 for her heart. Your thoughts?
That player gets to start with a 2-point lead?
Yeah,
I love
in the one-on-one
game. This is beautiful.
Yeah. The Bachelorette picks. So, the Bachelorette has to come out before the game and say who she's leaning. Then, if the other guy wins, she's got to be like, listen, I just wanted to see how you'd handle the adversity, and I knew you'd come through for me, baby. Marry me.
I was going to say, on top of the 2-point lead, you also get like the demoralizing right before. She doesn't even want you out of the... There's 2 people she could have picked, and you're second. She's your top 2, exactly. But 2.
Top like 2 this. And R2, yes.
Yeah, I like this a lot.
Okay, I have one. Yeah,
I have one possible expoundment.
I'd love to hear that. Expoundment's a word, for sure.
Is that a word? I don't think it is.
It sounds good.
Okay.
What's your expoundment?
All right, so this is where I actually thought you were headed, and I'm really excited about it. So you set it up so you have like the 16, whatever it is, guys, and there are also 16 girls, and they're like kind of dating, commingling the entire time, but only the guys are competing the entire time, and it's like a very Harry Potter point style thing. So you're awarded points throughout the entire thing, and then at the end of the season they're assorted like points down, and the first guy gets to go take the very first girl, second guy gets next pick, and it's just like 1 to 16, so you're down to the last 5, and these girls are feeling terrible, and the guys are like, damn, I'm scraping bottom of the barrel right now. And by the last one, you have to, it's like all about if they actually want to go off. Do they walk up to each other like, hey, like are they excited? I doubt it. That's what I want to see.
Not only is this girl realizing that she's last pick, but she used to be with the guy who's the biggest loser in the bunch. Gosh, yeah, that would be really. We could think of a clever name for that.
There's something. There's something there. Hold on to that one.
Okay. All right.
Why do they even
like it?
We've got so many ideas here. People are just missing out on. Somebody's going to find this in the archives in like 30 years and be like, these guys were geniuses.
Well, we could go back to my Prank the Impractical Jokesters game show.
That was so good.
I have to whip that one out again. Someone for a rainy day.
Here's a better than mine. I should have let you get second.
Really? See,
yeah.
I don't know. I knew it would cause branches. I feel like your branch on my take was the best part of it.
I don't know. It was pretty good.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hear
you. You ready for mine?
Yeah, I am.
All right. Mine's just about showering.
Oh.
Big brain. Taking a shower in the morning because it's refreshing and helps you wake up.
Sure.
Bigger brain. taking a shower at night. That way you wash off all the grime from your day and you get to go to bed fresh. You know, you look forward to it at the end of the day.
Of course.
Large brain. Taking a shower in the morning and at night so that you're doubly fresh. Maybe your skin's a little dry, but you're doubly fresh.
Doubly fresh. That's my favorite bubblegum.
Galaxy brain. Possibly not taking any showers at all so that people actively avoid you in public, much like the guy at my gym does who I can smell from 20 feet away, and then you always get your first pick of machine and whatever you want at the gym.
You know, I do use that strategy sometimes, but not on purpose.
But that's just general sweat.
Just out of laziness. Right, yeah. Just general sweat. Yeah, exactly. What do you lean, big brain, bigger brain, large brain? Where do you fall?
I'm a shower in the morning. I actually shower twice a day. It's kind of...
Oh, you're off.
I'm a doubly fresh guy.
I certainly stand by the don't shower so you can avoid people thought process. At one point in our fantasy league, we had to come up with like 9 punishments that the second place team would draft which punishment he wants to take, and then the last punishment is left for the last person. Another good drafting thing that could be incorporated into a game, a TV show.
Like our Bachelor scenario we were doing.
It is. We could rope both of our takes into one here.
This is a show.
At one point, one of the punishments, which I'm pretty sure nobody ever actually did, there were a lot of those, was you had to wear the same clothes to school and not shower for an entire week.
Oh, God. Was this in high school?
Yes. Yeah. So not only that, you're a stinky puberty high school kid, and you're likely playing sports.
Playing sports. Ugh, gross. You guys are disgusting.
So I don't think anyone ever did that, but can we incorporate that into the game show somehow?
Yeah, of course it is. It's in there. That's like... Maybe the last place person gets to pick the punishment for the first guy. You're like, all right, you get to be with him, but he's got a yeast infection.
Is there any way, you know what? You think there would ever be collusion where like they're mingling the men and the women and like one guy and one woman hit it off real nice. And so the guy decides he's going to tank and the girl decides she's just going to be like a raging bitch to all the other guys. And then they'll end up last place and get to be with each other.
It would probably be a thing. I was like, oh, maybe I would do that. There's no way. I'm just way too competitive. I'm like, I'm not going to fucking lose on purpose. Why don't you just be better?
I'm going to win because guess what? If I win, I can still pick her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, exactly. Now on second thought, that doesn't make any sense for him to tank.
Right.
Because no matter what, he could always pick her.
Right. And what if she's just like a babe? And some guy, there's inevitably when you see somebody in the top 5 who's like, I don't care. She is hot as hell.
I don't care that she's a bitch. She's a babe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Exactly.
Okay. So,
all right.
Showers and game shows.
Showers and game shows. That'll do it for another week's edition of Beers, Bad Beats, Battlestar Galaxy Brain. That was my rendition of how TJ says it.
Thanks, Teej.
Noel.
Yes.
What do you say we get to some sports?
Let's do it. I love sports.
I love sports too. This week, though, we did have some awful, awful news on Sunday morning, I believe, the passing of one beloved, Alex, middle name unknown, Trebek. Do you know what his middle name is by chance? I'm just going to say
really
Alex
hoping
Trebek.
You're going to tell me. No, I will tell you. Alex Trebek's middle name was... Whoa, holy shit.
Is it awesome?
You're never going to believe this.
Is it Alex?
He does what C. Travis Knoll does.
Oh,
his middle
it is.
Name is Alex. Yes. George Alexander Trebek.
George Alexander
AKA
Trebek is a good name.
G. Alex Trebek.
Galax.
Do you think his Instagram handle is G. Alex Trebek?
Yeah, probably. Or the T-Dog or something like that. I don't know. Anyways, RIP to Alex Trebek.
RIP AT.
Do you have any ideas for... I just really quickly wanted to say.
Yes.
Alex Trebek, just a boon of light in my life. Love Jeopardy.
Yes.
Can't imagine anybody could have possibly done better hosting that show than he did.
No.
Just really great job all around. What do you think?
Thoughts seems like an awesome dude. Yeah. I not only is he perfect for the show, it's obviously hard because when somebody does the show for 35 years and you just associate them with the show, you think, oh, he's so great at it. But probably somebody could have done it in a way different way. But right. I stand by the fact that, yeah, he was perfect for it and just seemed like a very genuine guy. Never got in any trouble. Seemed like a respectable dude.
Respectable guy. Really great at acting like he cares about what people have been doing and what they're up to. Like, just a skill I never figured out. So good for him.
And did a good job of making snide remarks without sounding too condescending, yeah, but like still being like, I'm tough. Smarter
that's
than
that's
everyone.
That's a tight ever. Line. That's a tight
yeah.
line.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on possible replacements or nothing?
Yeah,
really
some quick
yet.
Thoughts. The obvious choice is Ken Jennings. How do you feel about that?
It would be fine. I think the thing with, I don't know if I like listening to Ken Jennings that much. I get that he's really smart and he knows. I don't know if, do you want to know it all to be the host? Not really.
No, I don't want Ken Jennings. I just, that was probably the obvious choice. Three actors came to mind when I searched my brain. Okay. Clooney, probably way too famous to consider doing
way
this.
Too famous, way too good looking. He would be very distracting.
Okay. J.K. Simmons.
That's something. Maybe a little too stern.
Too stern?
You have to be compassionate.
Okay. I think he can be... Some of his roles are a bit stern, but like... Remember he's the dad in I Love You, Man? He's kind
That's
of like
true.
A goofy, goofy dude. All right, my third one was Bryan Cranston.
Bryan Cranston could probably do it. Plus he's got the whole... I played a guy with cancer, replacing a guy with cancer, you know?
Bingo. Right, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what I was going for. Lastly, maybe we just go in a completely opposite direction and go Samuel Jackson.
That would be a fun show. I would really enjoy watching that.
Okay, that's my vote.
I didn't have that many thoughts on it. It's still mourning a bit. I lost the
mourning.
Word for a second.
Too
still
fresh.
Mourning a bit. A little too fresh. And I don't.
The wound is too fresh.
You just don't want to go somebody who's like overly funny and. It almost can't be that famous of a person, which is tough. Don't get Drew Carey, though. Let's not do that.
Don't ruin the show like you did Price
Don't
is Right.
ruin the show, yeah. All right, but in the spirit of Trebeknoll, I thought that we would replace the three things that piqued our interest with some NFL Jeopardy, in which I will be playing the man himself, Alex Trebek. What do you think?
I am very much interested. Love trivia, love Jeopardy, and I'm really good at it. So let's do this.
This is Jeopardy.
Here is your host, Alex Trebek. But it's actually me.
Right.
And then he says, I think, thank you, George, or thank you, John, or Carl. One of those three things.
Jimmy? I don't know. Thank you. Yeah. Anyway, thanks to that guy.
Any hoosers. All right, Noel, would you like to hear your category
yes,
for the week?
Yes, my category. List it.
It is NFL potpourri, and you have options ranging from $200 to $1,000. I will let you pick where you want to start.
Yeah, I'll take Ape Tit for $400.
Okay, we'll go to potpourri. <All
right. laughs> NFL potpourri, give me the $200 question.
$200 question or $400?
Yes, the two. Oh, well, is it double or single?
What do you mean?
Is that what's the lowest?
$200.
Okay, give me $200.
Okay. This recently relocated NFL team moved on from longtime quarterback Philip Rivers this last offseason.
Buzz.
Travis Knoll.
I'm going to go with the Los Angeles Chargers.
That is correct. So, from
oh,
each
wait,
of these,
sorry, hold on. What is the Los Angeles Chargers?
That is right.
Who
yeah,
are?
I almost buzzed you. We weren't in double okay. Jeopardy or else I would have nixed you there.
Okay, good.
From each of these, though, I would like to go into a little bit about the teams and their games this weekend. So All I have to say on this is that, God, this Chargers team is fun as hell. They are in every single game. And I know they're having trouble winning, but they're just going to be relevant for so long. I was looking at the numbers this year. They've lost by 1, 3, 3, 2, and 5.
That's sadness.
It's sadness. I think they're all one score games, and then they've won by like 10 and won by 7. They're right there. They're so close.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully the problem being is that the whole time Rivers was there, they had all the talent. They were right there. They were so close. So you just hope that stink doesn't just follow Herbert for his whole career. But it does feel like they're on the precipice.
Right. It definitely feels like the mood is different. I know that they're losing still, and I mean, I get it. As a guy who just suffers debilitating loss after debilitating loss, I understand. But the mood is different than when Rivers was behind the helm, and like you're like, oh, the Chargers are kind of a weird team. I guess they're kind of there, but you know they're not going to do anything. This is a team that's needs a couple more pieces, and they're like 3 years away from being awesome.
Yeah, arrows pointing up for the jurors.
For sure. All right, Noel, pick your next question.
I'm going to go with NFL potpourri for $400, Alex.
All right, $400 clue. Leading the NFL in total points scored, this running back is the heir apparent to longtime Vikings great Adrian Peterson.
Buzz.
Travis Noel.
Who is Dalvin Cook?
That is correct. Mm. Dalvin Cook has scored 84 points this season. That is 14 touchdowns, which leads the NFL. Of the 20 point leaders in the NFL, the other 19 are kickers.
Wow, that's pretty fascinating. So wait, who do you know who's second in touchdowns?
I do not. I would imagine Kamara, maybe.
Okay. Wow, that's a lot of touchdowns. He's straight balling, and maybe the Vikings in not bad?
It's very possible. This was one of the reasons I was pissed about the Pro Football Reference being chintzy as hell and making that pay to... I wanted to see how many times six touchdowns in two games had been done, or like what the most was for a two-game stretch, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would imagine there was a couple stretches from the LT touchdown record year in there, right?
I'm certain he had. Yeah, over the course of two games, I would have to think the record's like 7 or 8, though, right?
Probably.
I mean, passing's one thing, but it's just scoring them.
Yeah, scoring is what we're talking about.
I would be surprised if someone had more than 8.
I would, too.
Like 8 is a
you're telling me like 5 and 4? That's a lot of touchdowns. That's
too much. Nobody does that.
Too many touchdowns. Stop slow scoring. Down.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're totally right. The Vikings, possibly not bad. It looks like they're kind of falling back into their groove of what they need Kirky to do and leaning on the actual good part of their team, which is Dalvin. So.
Yep. I was convinced they were just a shit team the first like 3 or 4 weeks of the year, and I've now convinced myself they're not too shit. Did you know that Kirk Cousins leads the league in yards per attempt at 8.9 yards per attempt?
That is absolutely staggering news. I had no idea.
Staggering. It's just staggering news indeed. It's because he never throws.
Oh, my God.
And only play he's action.
Averaging like 14 attempts per game.
Exactly.
All right, Noel. Next question.
Let's go NFL potpourri for $600,
Alex. $600 clue. A former multi-time MVP and six-time Super Bowl winner, this quarterback relinquished his hold in the ongoing battle for the NFL touchdown record on Sunday night.
Six-time Super Bowl champ. I'm going to go with...
We have to buzz in.
Who... Buzz.
Travis Noel.
Who is Thomas Brady?
That is correct. Nice. Tom Brady. The Saints put an absolute beating on the Bucks this weekend, and I don't understand what teams are good in the NFL and which aren't still, because after the Bucks beat down the Packers took a shit on the Niners. It's a weird week-to-week thing, and the only consistent thing seems to really be the Steelers are pretty good, even though they almost lost to the Cowboys, and the Chiefs are pretty good, and they almost lost to the Panthers.
Yeah, yeah, it feels like the AFC has, you know, those two, and then... You got kind of like the Bills and that next tier. But the NFC just feels like anybody can beat anybody. Everybody kind of slept on the Saints for the first 5 weeks, and all of a sudden they're the one seed in the NFC right now.
It's you like, could argue they've been slept on. For
they've
sure.
been slept on. They lost to the Raiders, who aren't that bad.
Not and that bad of a team.
Who else do they lose to? Green Bay? So it's not
yeah,
like,
they
yeah.
got they got smacked by Green Bay, though, didn't they?
They got smacked, but a loss is a loss. I mean, I think they're going to be right there. It'll be Agreed. Interesting to see if they end up with 8 teams in each conference in the playoffs, because I was thinking that one seed bye would be very beneficial, but we'll see. Did you hear this news?
Uh-uh.
If COVID cancels some games, the NFL's contingency plan is to now let 16 teams into the playoffs instead of 14 teams.
Falcons have a chance, I mean, baby. Let's yeah. go. Staying alive.
If they do 16, there will definitely be at least a couple losing record teams
yeah,
as wild
exactly.
cards for sure. So, anywho, yes.
Anywhoosers. Oh, last thing on this was that yeah. this is the first time in Tom Brady's career that he has been swept by a division opponent.
That's pretty fascinating. It's a good stat.
Considering he was in a really bad division for his entire career, that makes a lot of sense. But this is still interesting.
Did the year that Brady tore his ACL, did a team sweep the Patriots? Did Miami?
I don't think so. They still won 11-5.
But they didn't win the division, though.
Miami yeah, did. That's true. I don't. They might have, but it was Tom Brady. That's a Tom Brady led team.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Next question, Noel.
NFL potpourri for 800, Alex.
$800 clue. Playing their first game in 1996, this team came about when Cleveland Browns owner Art Modell decided to relocate his historic franchise and have since won two Super Bowl titles.
Who are the Baltimore Ravens?
That is correct, Travis Noel.
Thank you.
This last weekend, the Ravens won again despite Lamar only having 170 passing yards. I know the Colts are no slouch, but are we still kind of worried about the Ravens? It was slow.
Yeah, they don't feel like the same team as last year. I think they're an above average team. They're a playoff team. I don't consider them Super Bowl contenders unless they show me something else in the next half of the season.
How would you compare the Ravens to like the Packers? Are they a step below or on the same plane?
I would have to put them a step below. I'd put the contenders right now as Chiefs Steelers in the AFC, then Saints Packers, Seahawks, and maybe that's it. I'd maybe put those five in a tier. Does that feel right?
Probably.
And then maybe put Baltimore with like, you know, Buffalo, you know, Arizona, those teams that like are 5-3, 6-2.
Feels wild to say Arizona up that high.
I don't know. We were just talking about how the podcast we were listening to was way too high on the Arizona, but they're a playoff team, I think, for sure. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're easily grabbing a seventh spot. I mean, they're 6-2 at this point already, so.
Yep, for sure.
Pretty good.
Wait, they are? Or are they 5-3?
I think they're 6-2.
Hmm. Yeah, they're definitely getting a playoff spot.
Yeah. All righty. The $1,000 clue, Noel.
Let's hear it.
This NFL player played quarterback for the Wisconsin Badgers in college, where he lost the 2012 Rose Bowl to the Oregon Ducks in a 45-38 thriller.
Who is Russell Wilson?
That is correct, Noel. Yes. A category sweep. Well done. Russ had four turnovers on Sunday, which is the second most all-time for him. The first is when he threw five interceptions against Green Bay in 2016.
That's bad.
is Russ still the MVP frontrunner? And if not, then who?
If you look at the betting odds, he is still, based on the fact that he's on pace to throw for a record number of touchdowns and I think still leading the league in passer rating and such and such. But yeah, eight picks now. Whereas you look on at the guy who's second place in the MVP odds, who has 25 touchdowns and one interception. I can recall that interception. It was that deep one against the Raiders over the middle that it was just kind of a prayer. So, I feel like the bet is on Mahomes at this point, just at the trajectory goes.
Is he minus money still or plus money?
No, I think it was Russ was like plus 150 and Mahomes is like plus 260 or something like that. Now, I bet on both of these guys before the year. I bet on Mahomes at plus 400 and Russ at plus 850. So I'm just going to go ahead and let those ride out. I think if Mahomes wins, I'll net like $85. And if Russ wins, I'll net like $75. So
you put,
hell yeah, baby.
20 each on them?
No, I put 25 on Mahomes and like 12 on Russ, I think.
That's not bad. This is pretty good bets.
Pretty good bets. I'm a smart man. Very smart man. I heard you bet over 9 wins for the Steelers.
I did. I was high on the Steelers coming into the year, and I believe I said that they would win the AFC North coming into the pod. Some people laughed. I did. I bet on them over nine, and they're already 8-0. I'm feeling pretty good about the bet.
We both also bet under 6.5 wins for the Jets. I think we feel
pretty good about that. I actually don't think that the Jets are going to get to that number.
I don't think they will, despite Flacco's resurgence.
Are they 0-8 or 0-9?
I think they're 0-9.
Oh my god,
it's really bad. Let's see what Google says.
Oh, they suck, man.
They are 0-9.
Wait, baby, one more loss and we're cashing out.
One more loss and we're cashing out. Oh, also, last thing. Oh, yeah, you're going to say it too.
No, you go for it.
We also bet Cam Newton over 5.5 rushing touchdowns this season. Currently has 8. I believe he's played in 5 games, something like that, 6 games.
That's pretty
easiest
good.
Easiest money of all time. I can't believe last year happened or whatever year that was where he couldn't
got hurt or quit running touchdowns in. I don't know what it was, but yeah, this was a fun one and very easy early on.
Very, very easy. Okay.
All right, any other week 9 thoughts before we move on?
That's all I got.
Cool. Before we get to week 10 NFL, I want to do a quick Masters preview.
Masters.
The Masters, one of the best times in golf. It sucks that it's not early in the spring because it's just a very springy feeling thing. I'm interested to see how Augusta looks. And I feel like spring is more nap conducive for me. I don't know why.
Oh, interesting.
Like I like to just chill, lounge on the couch. Yeah. And also, I don't like the idea of having to watch football against the Masters.
Well, and that's why they push so many games to the late games.
Yeah. And also, the Falcons don't play this weekend, so that's really nice.
That is nice. Congrats. They won't lose.
Tiger, one of the longest defending Masters champions in history now.
That's true. He's held this belt for longer than almost anybody.
Pretty
really
much.
Impressive.
What do you think? Are you gonna? Do you have plans to watch it all, or what's your plan for the Masters?
Sure. I mean, I may have it on. I guess I'll have it on a TV in the morning. It'll be on the smaller TV with football on the big one. I, would love to see Tiger win again, or my guy Xander.
Of course,
Xander Shoffley. Zan.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've really loved watching golf the past couple years, but pretty much exclusively because we've been betting on it.
It's true. I've been when the majors are on, I watch a lot of golf at work. I just I'll go get another computer from somewhere and just throw it up, and I'm just kind of my productivity goes down a bit. And now that I'm at home, I'm wondering.
Yeah, it's gonna be brutal.
The good thing is, I guess, for my job is that Tiger tees off at 5 a.m. Pacific on Thursday.
Oh my goodness!
I'm a fan. I don't know if I'm that big of a fan. Maybe I'll wake up at 7 and I'll go up there and make breakfast and watch or something. I don't think 5's in the cards for me.
No, that's much too early.
Yeah. And then like you're saying, they moved all the late games back, or they moved all the games back in the NFL to late on Sunday so that we could watch the final round, which is pretty tight.
I have 3 bets that I will briefly say, if you'll allow me.
Okay, I'm ready.
Xander Schauffele plus 1,400 to win.
Perfect.
I'd like to bet Brooks Koepka. Top 5 is plus 325.
I love
pretty
it.
Good odds.
Yeah.
And for Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau to finish as the top 2 in any order is 66-1. I could see that. They have a little beef. Them going down to the final hole.
Beef.
Yeah. Them being the final,
certainly
final grouping
beef.
On Sunday. Yeah, he's beefy for sure. Yeah. I really know nothing about... I don't know. I don't know anything about golf. I just, those were the first that popped out to me.
I like those. I only got 3 long shots.
Okay, let's hear it.
So underdogs, I like Finau, 25-1, has traditionally done pretty good at the Masters, including when he dislocated his ankle the day before the Masters and then went on to get second or third or something like that. Abraham Answer, a very consistent player and good ball striker at 80-1. And Gary Woodland, who was last year's U.S. Open champion, is somehow 100-1.
Wow.
I like guys who have won tournaments. 100-1? 100-1.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Do you think Abraham is pissed that Allen Iverson stole his name?
Yeah, I think so.
The answer?
Oh, damn. That's good. I didn't even think of that. Damn it. That's pretty damn good. I actually, and then now I have one for you with some stats and numbers and all, which I know you love.
I do love numbers.
This brought to my attention courtesy of avid listener Quinn Mahoney. Shouts, Quinn. Go Bills.
Roll Bills.
DraftKings I don't know if you saw this, has a prop bet of Bryson DeChambeau's longest drive versus any quarterback's passing yards on Sunday.
Can you tell me what a average drive for Bryson would be?
That's where it gets tough, is that he's been bulking a lot. And so I will get to that. So what do you, just before that, what do you think the odds are?
I'm going to say it's plus 200.
For what?
Bryson.
Bryson is minus 400 to have longest drive over any quarterback's passing yards.
Interesting. Okay. What is Bryson's longest drive?
Bryson has been smacking the shit out of the ball and recently posted videos of himself hitting the ball like 400-something yards, which is...
oh, I didn't know that.
Which is like otherworldly. I don't know.
Wait, so what is the other side of that bet? It's
tough
to do it.
Augusta is not really that conducive to like long drivers. It's tough. You got to be really accurate. So I actually found for you the five longest drives at the Masters, or the longest drives by year at the Masters over the last five years.
Like it.
2015, it was Jason Day at 345. Adam Scott, 2016, 350 yards. Brooks Koepka and Thomas Peters, 354, 2017. And DJ the last 2 years at 357 and 349. All of them done on the exact same hole.
Okay. So then what are the odds on the quarterbacks? I want to take that.
Quarterbacks are plus 300.
Oh, can we do that?
I don't know. Can we get on DraftKings?
Maybe. We should try.
So the longest drive over the last 5 years is 357 from DJ 2 years ago. And I found some stats for you on quarterbacks too.
Mm.
Last week, three quarterbacks threw for 370 plus yards. Week 8, two quarterbacks threw for 350 plus. The week before that, five of them had 360 plus. And the week before that, another three had 360 plus.
Feels like that's an easy bet. What are we missing?
It does, right? The only thing is that people are worried about Bryson smashing one like 400 yards, but that happens all the time in the NFL now.
Yeah.
So the quarterbacks on bye this week are Mahomes, Matty Ice, Gilbert, and Joe Flacco. So losing Mahomes sucks. But that still
Matty
gives
Ice
us Russ.
Sucks. He leads the league in passing yards.
What?
Losing Matty Ice sucks. He leads the league in passing yards. But
very true. Still gives us Russ, Josh Allen, Rodgers, Stafford, and even like Rivers, who might need to throw for a lot of yards. I don't know.
I like it. Let's see if we can get on DraftKings.
I would like to get onto this bet. I lean the same way for the record. I would obviously rather bet the plus 300 here.
Okay, great. I'm in.
Cool. Last note on the Masters is not a note at all. What we're going to do is, Noel, you know the thing about golf is it's been pretty traditionally white. And more
it's
so
a
than
white
that.
Sport.
And there's a lot of guys with super white names. White.
It's quite noticeable when you watch the broadcast, look at the leaderboard, you go, man, I know that guy is white without a doubt in my mind just by looking at his name.
Correct. Correct. So what I want to do here, Noel, is I want each of us to draft. We're going to draft the top three whitest names in golf.
Okay.
I imagine
Are we drafting or just giving our rankings?
Right?
We're drafting. Okay. I wasn't prepared for this. I'm ready, though.
Okay.
I'm now.
You have at least. I mean, if you have at least five.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just draft my top.
Cool.
Top choice. Yeah.
All right.
How do we decide who goes first? Yeah, it's tough. I don't know. I think maybe we should flip a coin.
All right, Noel. Here you go. Falcons ball marker again. It's Georgia.
Yeah.
That's Masters. You know.
Right.
So the head for the heads, the tail would be the tails here.
Got it. Okay. I don't know what I'm going to call it.
Call it in the air.
Flip it in the air. Yeah. Tails never fails, baby.
It is tails.
Yes! All right. I'm going to go with the no-brainer pick here. I feel like it's the best one. I'm going to go with none other than Brant Snedeker.
Damn it!
It's the right pick.
Right.
I think you could argue that Brant could be a name of another ethnicity, but with the silent D in there, it has to be a white guy.
Brandt
Snedeker.
Brant Snedeker.
So that's
this is absolutely the correct pick. Okay. There is no arguments for me. Clear number one.
Clear number one. Okay. Who you got it to?
This is tougher. I feel like that is the right pick, but I guess what I'm going to do is I'm going to go with Bryson DeChambeau as the second pick. Pretty white name. Bryson, B-R-Y-S-O-N, you know, and then the whole DeChambeau thing.
Anytime you can get an E-A-U in there, that feels pretty white, right?
It's, the bow. It's white.
The bow. That was also my number two pick. So currently we have the same list. I feel like that's the correct option. I do want to point out, to me, it kind of feels like the top choices have to be Americans. And here's why. There are a lot of like Norwegian dudes and stuff like that who have very white names. But here's the deal.
Like those Henrik dudes are Stenson, just he's not on my list.
Oh, see, he is on my list. But so there comes a point where I think I have to take them in the draft if it gets down to them. But you have to give the Americans more points because Americans have a choice to not have white names. Whereas those dudes, they're just inherently white. Like that's just all of their names are super white names.
That's whereas, a good point.
You know, Brant Snedeker's mom could have named him, you know, Billy Joe King.
Literally anything except for Brant.
Right. She failed. Right. She failed. Okay, so that said, third choice. Again, we're going with well-known guys. I'm going with Brooks Koepka. Feels like an incredibly white name to me. Brooks, I mean, come on.
Brooks not is a pretty white name.
Pretty white.
I think
white.
That there's some other much whiter names on this list, but I would agree that Brooks Koepka is a very white
name. I'm glad then that I took him, and I get to hear two of your other whiter names for your choices. So there you go. Let's hear it.
Okay. Good. I'm deciding between these two right now.
Okay.
I will be taking with my second pick Keegan Bradley.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting
That's
choice.
Keegan
I didn't
with
even
two
see
two E's and then Bradley, which is the traditionally white douche name for his last name. That's tough.
Is he American?
Oh, yeah.
Did you go all American?
He's the one where it looks like he's wearing mascara. He's got those creepy eyes.
Here's my counter to that. Keegan Michael Key from Key and Peele.
Right.
Not white.
That's a however, pretty, Keegan Michael Key is a white name.
White name, and it's a pretty white black guy. I mean,
yeah.
Keegan, you're pretty white.
Yeah.
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 Okay. I like the pick. I am going to break my own rule, though, with my final pick. We're going top three, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to go with a foreigner. I'm going to go with Bernd Weisberger.
Bernd is good.
Mainly because I think it's a very funny name. B-E-R-N-D. Bernd. It kind of feels like when we... it's like when we do Larm in Gund.
Bernd in Gund.
Bernd in Gund. He is Austrian. So, very
basically
white
German.
Country. German. Yeah, exactly. So... interesting to see. I got some on-menshies to go after you go.
I do too.
Okay. Who's your
this
third
is pick? Tough. I've got some good ones in here. I went deep into the lists. I wasn't sure how deep you would go, and I went back to like anybody who has held a card over the last 3 years.
Oh, I only went this year. So, okay, I like it. You did the good research.
I am going to go with this guy as my third pick. He might be the steal of the draft so far, and that is Chesson Hadley.
Damn it. See, I think... seeing his name a year or two ago was what sparked this debate in the first place.
It might have been because
the whitest name ever.
Chesson, C-H-E-S-S-O-N, Hadley is a white name.
You just got Russell Wilson in the third round. I mean, you just
easily
unbelievable. He's the whitest name. I mean, gosh, you put him head to head with Brant Snedeker, and that's just a clash of the Titans.
That's tough.
It's a clash of the Titans.
Brant is the MJ to Chesson's LeBron right here, and you're just like, I don't know. We got old heads debating all day on this now.
Chesson's still writing his story. We don't know.
Exactly.
He may pass him. Okay. Love the pick.
Thank all you. Right. Appreciate it.
Well, then on Menchie's, I only have... I'll throw out Henrik Stenson, just because that's very white. I'll throw out...
I kind of like the name Henrik.
Henrik's not too bad. Here's this one. Try this one on for size. A South African. By the name of Charl Schwartzel.
I love the name Charl. It's so dumb.
I've now picked two people who feel like the mother started writing their name on their birth certificate and just didn't finish it. Charl and Bern.
I'm done.
You're my son's Charl and Bern.
I kind of forgot about Charl. I only did American guys, but there's some of the South Africans, like even Louis Oosthuizen is pretty freaking white.
Fun fact, South Africa is only 8 or 9% white. So they really, really stand out. Yeah. Apparently, according to Wikipedia. I thought it was like
really, really white.
You know, apparently it's in Africa, so apparently not.
Okay. Those are your own munchies?
Yeah, I said Rory McIlroy is pretty freaking white, too.
It is. A couple of the Irish guys, you just got to give a break to them, because they're basically like, they're like England, they're the South for us, but for England.
Oh, South England. So Northern Ireland is Southern England.
Yeah. No, I mean like, it's our South. Does that make sense?
Oh, I see. Like the South, how we view them.
Like the South for us is got like it. Ireland for them.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. All right, I've got some good ones in here I didn't get to.
Let's hear it.
How do you feel about the name Patton Kizzire?
Very white. Yeah, I only know of one other Patton, and it's Oswald.
Yeah, exactly.
He's also white.
What about Hudson Swafford?
Hudson. Doesn't get better than that. Fantastic.
And then last one is Wyndham Clark. Wyndham, who I can only imagine that his nickname is Rewards Clark. Have you seen the Wyndham Rewards card?
I don't know.
That was a joke just for me then.
So confused. Is it W-Y-N-D-A-M?
H-A-M.
H-A-M. Oh, you throw Wyndham. In Y's as vowels and H silent H's? Yeah, that's white.
That's pretty damn white. Let us know if you think there are more white names out there that we missed.
I bet there are. I have a couple more things on white names.
Oh, I'm wonderful.
Do you mind if I continue?
I do not mind at all. Please do it.
All right, because you had a note here about, are we going to talk about white names in other sports? So I'll go through this quickly.
I proceeded to not do them.
I'll go through this quickly. First of all, I'd like to point out the top 20 whitest boys' names according to Freakonomics. Jake, Connor, Tanner, Wyatt, Cody, Dustin, Luke, Jack, Scott, Logan, Cole, Lucas, Bradley, Jacob, Garrett, Dylan, Maxwell, Hunter, Brett, and Colin.
Do you know anybody named Fun Maxwell?
Not that goes by that. Maybe they go by, I don't even know any Maxes, to be honest.
Maybe they go by Well.
Willie?
William?
That'd be very white. William. All right, so I'll just real quickly, I went baseball, basketball, football, my top choices. Baseball, I just decided to find three guys whose first and last name came from this list. So, Logan Wyatt of the San Francisco Giants, white.
Pretty damn white.
Tanner Scott, Baltimore Orioles.
That's so
very white. And a guy you've heard of, Garrett Cole, two white names. Spelled G-E-R-R-I-T, really bad way to spell Garrett. On Menchie, however, is another guy you've heard of, Hunter Pence.
The last name Pence Nick Garrett, so. Is pretty white.
Hunter is all right. So that's baseball. Football, quickly. Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, very white. That's tough.
Jarrett Stidham.
Yep.
And of course, Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill is really white. What about Hunter Renfro?
Hunter Renfro, yes. Who's there's a baseball and a football player named Hunter Renfro. Yep. Honorable mention for football, Trace McSorley, another BYU quarterback. Mm. Reason it's honorable mention is because Trace is not his name. It's because he is Richard Thomas McSorley III, and they get Trace from the third.
Now that name is white.
Right, very white. And then finally, basketball, which was the hardest one to find. Ended up with pretty much only Duke guys. Grayson Allen, number
I'm
one.
I'm shocked. Grayson Allen's good.
Then I put a three-way tie for second. Miles Mason and Marshall Plumlee.
Three-way tie is exactly what I wanted to get to right there.
I don't think Marshall made it to the league, but Miles and Mason did. And then I went Kyle Korver, because Kyle, you need a Kyle in there, right?
Hey, Kyle. Yeah, Kyle's a white name.
On Menchie, Harrison Barnes. Who is not white.
His name is really white, though.
Okay, oh, that's all stuff. I have. Sorry, we can continue.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I slacked a bit there, so I appreciate that. Again, let us know if we missed any white names or if you have any ones you want to just throw our way, because they truly make me so happy to hear.
Make me happy.
Right? Right? All right, Noel, let me know how you did in your week 9 bets.
Week 9 bets. First bet was I had Baltimore -3 at the Colts. This went all the way to Baltimore being an underdog. Either way, it hit.
Fantastic.
Easy money. Very good bet. Oh, God. I had Saints Bucks over 51.5. This bet also went down to 50. The Saints scored 38 points in the game, so literally the Bucks needed to score 13. The Saints, prior to this game, had given up at least 23 in every single game of the season. And this was the lowest amount of points that a Tom Brady-led team has scored since week 14 of 2006.
Oh,
so,
my.
So I needed 10 more points, and they couldn't get it done, so bad bet. And then I had a big 20-1 parlay, which I couldn't end up actually placing because there was no line on the Lions game. So I placed it without the Lions game, but I was still, once again, fucked over by Tom Brady and the Bucks. Every other team in that parlay won. Alas, loser. So one for three again. But you're the winner. You're the big winner.
I am the winner. That was that's tough, though. I mean, I did warn everybody on the pod about the Saints, so maybe if you followed along and didn't put the Saints and Bucks in there, could have won some money.
You know, I even on last week's pod talked about how confident I am in the Saints winning games. I mean, I that was one of my things. And then I bet against them because I'm a moron. So
it's what we do here. All right, yeah. One of my bets was Titans -5.5 at home versus the Bears. Easy winner there, and then controlled the entire game. Gave up 17 points late, which was kind of a little scary, I guess.
Right.
But not really ever worried about the Bears covering.
Nope.
I had the Packers, Chiefs, Ravens money line parlay. Easy money. I wish I would have waited to place it because the Ravens would have been plus money and it would have been bigger. Probably would have been plus 250 area.
But you couldn't wait because it was a Thursday game.
Oh, so. That's right. Yeah, it was plus 177. Easy money.
Great
and
bet.
Then I did have Patriots -7 at the Jets on Monday night. They just didn't do it. That wasn't a good game by any means. And we ended up losing like double money on that. So that was good.
Yeah, that was brutal. We shouldn't have tried to win more money on Monday night.
No, no.
I couldn't believe they actually won that game. But anyway, no. Okay, so let's do our favorite game. Hashtag teaser night. Football. We are on at least a one-game win streak. We had Green Bay in the under last week, which was never in doubt. Even the two garbage time touchdowns by 49ers. Late didn't even come close to covering, so we're good there. This week we've got the Colts, our 2-point underdogs, at the Titans. Over under is 48.5. What do you think, Coin?
The Colts play the Packers next week. The Titans play the Ravens. Both possibly looking ahead. Division game, maybe a little closer. I'm leaning Colts +8 under 55.
It's interesting that you say that. Listen, the Titans were 5-0. Then they've kind of stumbled. The Colts are 5-3, but they haven't beat anybody good. Okay, I'm confused, though, because it's Titans -2 at home, which implies that Vegas thinks that the Colts are better than the Titans.
It's very confusing.
Do you think the Colts are better than the Titans?
No.
So if you think the Titans are better than the Colts, we're getting a free point here.
That's a good point.
At least a free point. So my head is telling me, sorry, my gut is telling me to go with the Titans +4.
Which I don't hate.
But logic also tells me that, yes, AFC South games are weird and close. We might as well take the points and go up to +8 or +9. So I really don't know. I really don't know. And honestly, I would go over.
You would go just because we've been burned by the under
I don't know.
A few times now?
I've been so bad at overs and unders, so I'm gonna roll with you. I'm gonna roll with
you.
Okay. I've got everyone wrong.
I looked at the Colts games for the most part. They have gone under. I think they're like 5-3 for the under, and Titans probably something close to that.
Okay.
The only thing that worries me is that it looks like the teams that put up points against the Colts have good quarterbacks, and so I don't know. I feel good about Colts and under. I really do.
Okay. I'm okay with it. I wouldn't. Yeah, we get them at +8 and at under 55 and a half. No, 50. I got 56 or 54 and a half is what I got.
Either. Okay, that's fine.
Okay, there you have
it. That's a 30-24 game still. That's pretty high scoring.
There you have it. Colts and under. Lock it up. Lock it in.
Noel, why don't you give me the first game that you like for the week?
I'm going to go with a pick that I think you might have. The Los Angeles Chargers +3 points. Everybody is on board the Miami hype train at this point after one fantastic game by Tua, and he was pretty trash in the first game. Their defense balled out against the Rams. So, meanwhile, the Chargers have been in every single game that they've played. You listed out the tiny winning or losing margins they've had all year. I think the spread is fair, but I think Herbert wins his first battle against Tua. However, I'm just going to take the points rather than the outright win.
I don't have this as one of my picks, but I do love it. It was one that I considered for my Gucci, possibly. Mm. I know that I rolled hard on the Dolphins last weekend, but I agree. I like the Chargers very much in this game. Tua got his first win, but I think that this Chargers defense is frisky and just a frisky team all around. I think that Herbert gets the dub here.
Sweet.
First game will be Eagles -3.5 at the Giants. Giants are bad, just downright not good. And the only games they've won, like you said earlier, are against the Washington TBD.
Yes.
Eagles coming off of bye. I think this line might even move down to -3. When I saw it was -3.5 and it was like even money. So watch out for that. And if it's -3, just grab it. Go.
I considered it. I think I need to stay away. I'm still holding out some ridiculous amount of hope that Washington can win the division at like 5-11 or something. So I'll be rooting for the Giants. But I think it's a good bet. I think it's the right bet if you're going to bet on that game.
Yeah. Cool.
All right. I'm digging a little deeper for my next couple of bets.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the Baltimore game. I even forget who they're playing. Oh, Patriots. Sunday night game. If you go into the over-under totals for the individual teams, the over-under for the Ravens is 23.5 points at -165.
Okay.
I'm not really sure what's going on here. The Ravens have scored 24 or more in every game this year. There's not been a single game that they haven't gone over this total, and they're playing against a team that just got lit up by Joe Flacco. So I don't really get it. I know it's -165, but like, what? Feels like free money. Maybe Vegas is trying to trick me. Maybe it's fishy. I need to sniff it out. But, I looked at the weather in New England. It's supposed to be 50 degrees, maybe some slight showers, but it's not like a snow bowl game or anything. So
right.
I'm just gonna take the Ravens to score 24 points. That's all you gotta do.
I don't hate it. Not only that, I like it a lot. I'll probably be jumping in with you.
Oh, good. Love to hear it. Okay, what do you got?
My next pick is Bills +2 at Arizona. I'm sure you don't like it already, but the Bills just had a heyday against Russell, what is Kyler, if not Russ Light? I love the Bills, and I think they keep it going here. This Arizona team is hot. I know they just came off a loss, but you could argue that they've been too hot all year, and this kind of may be the time when they start coming back down to earth a little bit.
This game scares me a lot, but I think if I had a dozen guns to my head, I'd probably take the Bills here. Feels like Kyler's going to have a letdown at some point. The Bills, I think I underestimated them. I think their offense is pretty legit. I'm not ready to like admit that they're legit necessarily.
You don't have to.
They can score points. Okay.
Cool.
All right, here's my favorite bet of the week, which I already bet. Will Donald Trump personally concede defeat by November 17th, 2020?
When I bet it the other night, I did in fact bet it, and I bet $155 to win $20 on this bet.
You actually did, right?
Yeah, I did. It was -775. I said, fuck it, I'm going to do it. Guess what? That guy's not going to concede. Guess what? I just checked Bovada. The no is currently -1900 now. So, feels like I got in at the right time.
Jesus Christ.
So, I'm a maniac. Yes, I bet something with -800 odds, basically. But I just don't think there's been a sure bet. Like, Donald Trump will never, ever, ever concede. Verbally. It's absurd. Can you imagine him going on TV and be like, yeah, you know what? Biden beat me.
He got me. Yeah, he got me.
It won't happen. No, there's no chance. It was free money. I understand that's absurd odds, but there you go. There you have it, folks. I'm a maniac.
I'm glad. I'm happy for that for you. I guess that could have been my bad beat, is that we had the Joe Biden odds at +400 right before the pod last week, and you're a bad friend and didn't want to jump on it. That's fine.
I mean, I don't understand why I didn't talk you out of it.
I know. It's on me.
First of all, at the time, it kind of felt like Trump was going to win. I thought he was going to win. I was like, well, if he wins and I lose money on it.
It was a bit spooky.
It was spooky.
It's all right. All right. My last one is not political at all. It is a Moneyline parlay. I'll be taking the Packers, Bucks, Ravens, Saints, and Vikings for the sweetener. All to win, +315. I don't have a fun name for it, but I do like all these teams to win. The Vikings are -155, so they're the Monday night game. And so the plan is, so if all these better teams win, you just get to hedge with the Bears, +130, call it a day.
Okay. What is it? Packers, Bucks, and what was the other?
Packers, Bucks, Ravens, Saints.
Okay. Bucks kind of scare me. I got to be honest.
Bucks against
the
Panthers?
I could see the Panthers hanging around, yeah. But I don't hate it.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get to the Gucci Mane underdog picks of the week. Last week, Noel, both of us win. I think I had said Lions on the podcast, but there was news about Matthew Stafford having COVID, possibly not playing. I don't understand how they were just like, no, Matthew Stafford plays through all his injuries. He can just play through this one, too. It doesn't really make sense. But you were gracious enough to let me change. And so I did end up taking the Dolphins +4.5 and +185 on the money line last week.
Yes, that's correct. I do have the receipts. I will vouch for coin. I did allow him to switch his pick to the Miami Dolphins. You know, you just have to take us at our word. I'll show you the text. Text me if you don't believe me. But I did allow him to do that after I found that Matthew Stafford was in fact playing. I said, listen, we have to accept a tie because your spread was higher, but I let you fudge it a little bit. So we're both going to take the point this week. And guess what? We're the bosses, so we can do that. We own the place.
Yeah, exactly. What was your win again?
Sorry, you're right. I had mine was fishy too. I had the Raiders +1.5, which by the time the game kicked off, they were actually 1.5-point favorites. But guess what? That's the way to do it. You bet before the line swings. Could have even hedged with the Chargers. Bet them both to win. So, again, you keep throwing these records out. I feel like you're getting them wrong. Here's what I have for our record.
I just changed it, damn it. I think, you know what I did wrong is I changed it last week while we were talking so I could get it right, and I forgot. And then I did it.
Oh, I got you. Okay, so here's what I have. I have that I am 4-5 straight up and 5-4 against the spread. Gotcha. Coin is 3-5 straight up and 3-5 against the spread. So basically, picking underdogs to win, we are 7-10. And by my math, if those odds are on average +143, which is reasonable, they're probably in that range.
Yeah.
Then we've made money.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah.
I like that.
2-game win streak for coin, or correct streak for coin.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Yeah, because
you picked Steelers. Yeah, you're going for the turkey.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, I'm getting nervous. My pick's a little out there. I do believe I get to go first, though, correct?
I think you do, yes. Go ahead.
God, I hope to take this from you. This week, Noel, I will be taking the Denver Broncos +5 and +195 on the money line. The Raiders just won a very emotional game, and the Broncos offense looked very confident down the stretch against the Falcons. AFC West division games are weird as hell, and I think this Broncos team gets it done in Vegas.
I'm going to give that pick a Gucci because Ooh. I absolutely love the pick. In fact, I wrote it down as my pick initially. I still have it here, but I picked another pick underneath it because I changed my mind sort of, but I still love it. And I said, I have him at +5.5 and +200 actually.
God, I hope I can get that at 200.
I wrote, strictly because the AFC West always does this. Just when everyone is ready to crown the Raiders, they will lose at home to the Broncos.
Bingo.
I love it. Okay, good pick. I will be taking, switching up from what I've been doing the rest of the year, I'll be taking the Houston Texans +3 at the Browns. The Texans have only beat the Jags this season. Nobody else. They have not beat anyone but the Jags. I repeat. But they've played a really, really, really hard schedule. They've played Kansas City, Pittsburgh. Schedule. They've played Baltimore. So, the Browns, on the other hand, their best win was home against the Colts, I guess. So they don't really have a win on their record, or on their on their record that they can really hang their hat on. I just think Watson's clicking at this point, and feels like Deshaun will finally pull out a win against a decent team at some point. So, there you go.
I'm going to give this pick a...
Okay, I'll take it.
I'm shocked that you're picking against your beloved Browns, to be honest. I believe both teams are coming off a bye?
No, Houston just won. Jags, barely.
Yeah, right.
They almost lost.
Browns coming off a bye, though.
Correct.
No Baker?
Oh, I think he's going to play. He didn't test positive. He was just near somebody. It's the same with what happened with Stafford, basically.
Oh, gotcha.
But even with more time to spare, so.
Gotcha, cool.
If Baker's not playing, come on. Yeah, it's a win.
Obviously.
Yeah. Well, Baker sucks.
Yeah,
anyway.
I'm still giving it a yeah, but I don't hate it. I do think that this is the Browns team that would lose a game to the Texans.
Let me just actually switch it up and say, if they rule Baker out and it's Keenum, and the line swings the other way, I may bet the Browns. Maybe on record there. Don't sleep on Keenum, former Redskin great.
All right. Well, there you have it, our Gucci picks. Gucci. That's been another episode of The Rookie Show. Let us know what you thought. Rate, review, like us, tell your friends.
Yeah, please do. So we found out that we have about 50 legit fans, true fans.
You guys are the best. We love you very much.
The pod comes out Wednesday night. You guys are downloading and listening on Thursday. It's the way it should be. Pretty consistent 40 to 50 listens on the Thursday after a Wednesday, drop. So thank you. But let's get that into the triple digits. Those are rookie numbers. No pun intended. Numbers. The rookie show.
We got to get back to our Will Ferrell days.
We got to pump those numbers up.
That was big.
Exactly. I think we're getting Anyway, follow us. Yes.
Follow us at Rookie Show Pod on both Twitter and Instagram. On Instagram, we're posting some pics, doing some little videos, getting some more content out there. It's not bad. You can follow me at King Coin on both Instagram and Twitter. Noel, where can the people follow you?
You can follow me at DeCreamFillin on Twitter. You can follow me at CTravisNoel on Instagram. The C, of course, stands for Chesson.
Chesson, Travis Noel. That is correct.
Travis Noel.
Hello, I'm Chesson Hartley.
Bron Snedeker.
All right. That'll do it. Play us out.
Play us out. 50 Cent.
Oh, yes. Play us out, Fitty. All right. See you, everybody.
See ya.
Peace.
You are now rapping. You are now rapping. With 50 Cent. You gotta love it. You gotta love it.
I just wanna chill and twist a lot. Catch stunts in my 745. You drive me crazy, shorty. I need to see you and feel you next to me. I provide everything you need and I like your smile, I don't wanna see you cry. Got some questions that I gotta ask and I hope you can come up with the answers, baby.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me, girl? It's
easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me?
If I fell off tomorrow, would you still love me? If I didn't smell so good, would you still hug me? If I got locked up and sentenced to a quarter century, could I count on you to be there to support me mentally? If I went back to a hoopty for my bands, would you poof and disappear like some of my friends? If I was hit and I was hurt, would you be by my side? If it was time to put in work, would you be down to ride? I get out and peel a nigga cap, you chill and drive. I'm asking questions to find out how you feel inside. If I ain't rap cause I flip burgers at Burger King, would you be ashamed to tell your friends that you're feeling me? In the bed if I use my tongue, would you like that? If I wrote you a love letter, would you write back? Now we can have a little drink, you know, a nightcap, and we can go do what you like, I know you like that.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me?
Now would you leave me if your father found out I was thugging? Do you believe me when I tell you, you the one I'm loving? Are you mad cause I'm asking you 21 questions? Are you my soulmate? Cause if so, girl, you're a blessing. Do you trust me enough to tell me your dreams? I'm staring at you trying to figure how you got in them jeans. If I was down, would you say things to make me smile? I treat you how you want to be treated, just teach me how. If I was with some other chick and someone happened to see, and when you asked me about it, I said it wasn't me. Would you believe me or up and leave me? How deep is our bond if that's all it takes for you to be gone? We only humans, girl, we make mistakes. To make it up, I do whatever it takes. I love you like a fat kid love cake. You know my style, I say anything to make you smile.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for
me? In a bed? Could you love me on a bus? I'll ask 21 questions, and they all about us. Could you love me in a Bentley? Could you love me on a bus? I'll ask 21 questions, and they all about us.